the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Springtime is the perfect time to get outside and enjoy nature. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have Dr. Janice Green, professor of biology at Missouri State University and director of the Bull Shoals Field Station. She is here to share some of the benefits of getting outdoors.
There's a lot of new research on the effects of being outdoors, and some of the big findings are that almost immediately, people will reduce their stress levels by being outside. If they can just take the time and take a couple of deep breaths and their stress level goes down, blood pressure goes down. But they're also finding out all kinds of things like being outdoors for as little as a half hour to an hour can increase focus, increase creativity. And so there are lots of benefits to being outdoors. The stress level is kind of one of the big ones for most people. And in some places, they're doing it in California. I know they're doing it in Japan. They're actually, doctors are prescribing to take walks in the outdoors as part of the treatment for various things. Another interesting find that they have recently looked at is that 3/4 of all U.S. teens and adults are deficient in vitamin D. And the easiest way to get vitamin D is to be out in the sun. Of course, there's always a trade-off. You know, we hear about skin cancer and things like that, but small doses of the sun are actually very good for us. So that's another benefit. The exercising outside, some people call it green exercise, has been found to increase immunity, our ability to fight off diseases and cold viruses, things like that. Increases our mood, decreases anger and depression. So there's just tremendous benefits to being outside. They're finding out that taking students in a class outside, again, increases their focus and creativity and even some memory. They've done studies on adults to show that just a hike out in the woods increases their ability for short-term memory.
Children and teenagers are getting hooked on electronic devices at a young age. Outdoor activities can broaden their horizon and benefit them in many ways. Green explains.
One thing they have found that as kids are outside for a little bit longer, that their creativity increases. So they're more likely to be able to make up games and benefit from that aspect of it. If you just put children outside and they're so used to being inside, there is a transition period that they have to shift from that. Everything's given to them to being able to make up games and things like that. So it's important to allow that time. But if they're doing it on a consistent basis, it's much easier for them to develop that creativity.
When you go camping or hiking, you can possibly be bringing a danger to the environment. Green shares a few quick tips for when you go out into the wild.
Everything we do has an impact on something. And so the idea is to go out and have the least impact that you can. And there are easy things to do, like stay on the trails if you're hiking a trail instead of getting off, because every time you get off, you affect the plants that are growing there, which could affect the runoff that happens the next rainstorm and things like that. The other big thing that people do is just throw trash down. And trash is not only unsightly, but a lot of things can eat it and it can have harmful effects. While you're out, take that opportunity to pick up some trash and that maybe other people have left behind. And so that way you are doing a service as well. And it's good for everybody when that happens. And if everybody picked up a little, we would get a lot picked up. Take your own refillable water bottle instead of buying the plastic ones. Because even if you don't throw the plastic water bottle down, it still goes in the trash, which affects animals in other ways, like taking up space for land and using resources to produce the bottle. So take that recyclable or reusable water bottle with you.
That was Dr. Janice Green, professor of biology at Missouri State University and director of the Bull Shoals Field Station. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.